Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Yep, it was a exciting week to kick off the market. Then it sort of tapered off here towards the end. Dow was off 1.1%. S&P off 0.6. NASDAQ off 0.7. 10-year flat. Didn't do anything again. So the 10-year's been just sitting there at 1.26%. Think about that. If you give your money to the federal government for 10 years, what's the best you can do? 1.26%. Boy, isn't that exciting? That's not even keeping up with inflation. Oil, $61.88 a barrel. This week, some interesting things happen. Let's talk about this. First, like I talk about a lot, we're always looking to see if we can predict the future. It's not easy, but there are some things we look at to see that. Now, the first is the 10-year treasury compared to the 2-year. And we compare the yield curve spread, so the difference between those two yields, it's called the spread, to see what's going on, because that could be an indicator that we're entering into some trouble. Now, as we talked about last week, if you missed last week's discussion and the week before that, you can get your economic briefing by checking out my podcast. And at my podcast, which is at pyaradio.com, pyaradio.com, or on your smart speaker, you can say, hey, Google, connect to Protect Your Assets, and then look for the market segment. They're about 5-7 minutes. And if you want some economic history on what's going on right now, this is happening now. Stagflation and possible market pullback. Why? Okay, for the 10-2 is something I spoke about last week. It was sitting right around a 1% spread. And then last week it started to rise, which is a good sign. Went up to 1.15. Well, guess what? This past week, pulled back again. And that could be a problem. Back to 1.04. So again, not a big, you know, huge steepening retreat, but this could be an ominous sign for the future of the recovery and stocks in particular. Now, this past week, economic data gave us insight once again into the stagflation environment. And if you want to know what stagflation is, go listen to my podcast. Now, what are some things I saw this past week? Well, the University of Michigan, remember I talk about this once a month, their consumer confidence, well, guess what? It suffered the largest drop since April of last year. Remember what happened in April? So March and April last year, 2020, were pretty bad. We just saw that again. And this fell to the lowest level in the number term since 2011. And it went from 70.2 down, went from 81.3 down to 70.2. So that was a drop. It's a pretty significant drop. And that was because of the Delta variant. That's what caused that to happen. So that's cautionary. That's something that makes me pay attention. And then also you have something called the University of Michigan inflation expectation component. This is consumers talking about inflation, and they have a 1 year and a 5 year. And when we look at this number, it causes us again some pause, some concern if things happen. So on the 1 year, the decline was super slight. It went from 4.7 down to 4.6. That's not a big deal. I'm not really worried about that. But the 5 year, which I talk about a lot, which is much more important because it looks past this recovery. If you think about it, this recovery has been driven by the four things I talk about, the four pillars, the vaccine, the stimulus, the historic Fed, the opening economic recovery. All these things are propping up the markets. If one of those start to fail, then the markets come down. And that's what this 5 year looks at. It looks out past that. Well, it rose. The indicator that we looked at went from 2.8 up to 3. And you remember 3% and really north of that was when I started getting concerned. So we're getting close, folks. We're right in that line. And that's what's so fascinating about what's happening right now. This Fed is really doing a historic job to keep the market informed about what they're up to because they don't want to have any surprises like we saw back in 2013. Because if you remember back to 2013, we had that taper tantrum. Remember that whole taper tantrum thing? Well, that's what they're trying to avoid this time. And they're doing a pretty good job because we haven't seen it yet. Because if you actually look at the market, there's only been 11 1% down days. And one of them just happened this last Wednesday. Wednesday was kind of tough, remember that, on the S&P 500. But we've only seen 2 4% pullbacks this year. And, of course, we see stocks bouncing around at all-time highs right now. And that's because of this job that the Fed is doing. They're doing a pretty good job. And if you look back at 2013 when they announced the taper reduction, the S&P had a 4% plus pullback immediately when that started to happen. So those are the sort of things. The Fed's doing a pretty good job right now. But I think this is a little different, the economy we're in right now. First of all, back then, unemployment was around 7.5%. Right now, it's 5.4. So that's good. Also, GDP was running around 2%. Obviously, we've just seen the most historic GDP numbers we've ever seen. And that's because of the opening up these last 12 months. So it's been a different time. That's all I can say. And so the next event that we have to watch out for will be Jackson Hole. And that's where the Fed, particularly Mr. Powell, comes out and starts talking about what he's going to be doing. So that this next week, you definitely want to be paying attention to that. I don't expect anything colossal coming out of there, but all of us are thinking that that's the first time when he's with all these other leaders around the world that they're going to start talking about this sort of tapering and how they're going to do it by not buying as many bonds. And the number we've been hearing floating around is about $15 billion a month starting in December. That's the tapering. That's what we're looking at. So I'm here to tell you this morning, don't fear the taper. Don't fear the Reaper, Blue Oyster Cult. Remember that song? So that's where we are right now. And so next week, you definitely want to be paying attention to that. We're going to be looking at personal consumption, the numbers that show how much everyone's buying out there. And then income, too. Income's important. You want to make sure you're making enough money to keep pace with what's going on.
You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.